Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Unlimited Realities. I'm your host, Lisa Zimmer, and I'm thrilled to offer you some empowerment and inspiration with three of my fellow O Magazine insiders today. I'm so thrilled to bring you my three of my new friends with O Magazine insiders, and today we're going to start off the hour with my first guest, Alicia. I've been following on Instagram, and she just inspires me every time she posts something. She's a life coach, Alicia Buchanan. Her commitment to addressing mental health and removing the stigma associated with it is absolutely astonishing and encouraging and just groundbreaking. We certainly need more voices like that in this world with our emotional health. Our second guest we're going to talk with a bit of an inspirational aspect, because Valise is just an amazing woman. Valise Ammons-Williams is not only an author of a children's book called Candy Colored Friends, which is about an African American boy who encourages the reader to look beyond skin color and connect with the person within. But Valise is also an incredible artist who creates polymer clay figurines and is also a philanthropist who gives back to the Frisco Education Foundation. Rounding up our hour, we're going to talk with life health coach, midwife, and dietitian Maya Henry, who will discuss how you can apply holistic ways for a more healthier body-mind-spirit connection. So without further ado, we're going to begin with our first guest today, Alicia Buchanan, who is a life coach. And like I was telling you earlier, she is just a phenomenal powerhouse, and I've been following her on Instagram since our little O Magazine Insiders family began. But Alicia Buchanan is founder of Golden Opportunity to Develop. She's an author and speaker that helps women and families become more emotionally and mentally healthy and stable in their personal and professional lives. Her calling comes from her own personal experiences that she's helped heal herself with, and her published book, From Exile to Embrace, Seven Secrets to Lead a Happier Life Through Love and Forgiveness, is a guide to help people be emotionally healthy and move towards forgiveness. So Alicia, who's also licensed master social worker in the state of Texas, has both degrees in Masters of Social Work, Bachelor's in Science and Human Development, and over 13 years of combined education training and experience as a social worker in behavioral health. Without further ado, welcome my first guest, Alicia Buchanan. Welcome, Alicia, to Unlimited Realities. It's so great to have you on today.
Thank you, Lisa. It is absolutely an honor to be a part of your show and speak with your audience and do some empowerment this morning.
Amen. Amen. Alicia, I have to tell you, I have been following you and since we began our little OMAG insider troop here, and you are one of the most inspiring little souls on that Instagram with your posts and the courage that you have to speak out about mental health because of the stigma that it's held for so many years. And we really need to break through that stigma. So let's talk about first how you you created this platform for yourself, your needed voice in today's emotional crisis. We're seeing, you know, so many people escaping into bad habits and bad choices. And can you tell us how mental health became a calling for you?
Okay, absolutely. That is such a great question, Lisa. And actually, what happened was I had a breakthrough, what I call a breakthrough.
Okay.
Some people call it a mental health breakdown, but I call it a breakthrough or an awakening. And
me too.
What had to happen was, yes, absolutely. What had to happen was my pain. I had to suffer. And a lot of people, just as they don't want to talk about mental health or what they're going through in their life, they don't want to suffer either, but it's really, it's inevitable.
Right.
And
exactly.
I believe it is our awakening point for our purpose and to do greater good in this world, like so many of us desire to do, but we first have
right.
to be honest with ourselves and
Yes.
Speak to our pain, speak to our suffering, speak to areas that need to be healed in our heart,
right.
as well as in the relationships we have.
But we need brave, courageous souls like you who have gone through the fire, come out the other end and say, hey, I made it. You know, you can too. And it takes that courage and that leadership and that strength from within to know that it does get better. And what do you find in regard to in working with mental health in your work as a social worker and also in inspiring people? What are the overall issues that you find people are struggling with today in regard to mental health? Like, what is the, off the top of your head, what would you say is an utmost area that we need to really focus upon?
Well, the stigma is still there. It's not going anywhere. What I find
exactly.
courageous is there are more people who have platforms who are speaking about it, and you know, and you invite me on your show as well. But one of the issues that I see right now is people are still in denial, and they're not willing to do the work for themselves. They tend to mask the issue as maybe a business issue or a career issue when there are some other things that are going on. So people will seek coaching in their business. They'll seek so many mm-hmm. other things, but seeking
right.
that emotional wellness, which is going to, you know, catapult your business or your relationship or your life. But otherwise, that's what I see as the biggest issue, is people aren't really willing to say what they really need.
I agree. I agree. Well said, too. I feel like you are this cheerleader in so many ways to mental health with people who are struggling, because, like you said, there's so much more struggle than what people admit to, and that, you know, the coping mechanisms and the ways that people tend to migrate into coping to deal with the stress or the anxiety or the anger that's within them is really starting to show up in society. It's really starting to show up more and more in where you see people are becoming more desperate. And, you know, you see the opioid epidemic and you see the drug abuse epidemic. And when you are working with an individual, how are you looking at the aspects of where they are going and how you can help them? Are there places that you might take one person that you might not take another person? Like, if you're dealing with somebody who is spiritually based or someone who is more anger based versus spiritually based, how do you break through that awareness in them to make them realize, hey, I have a problem? Because some people, like you said, will seek out help. Other people won't. So is there a little guide you can give our listeners for those who are working or living with others who are struggling with depression or struggling with anxiety? Are there things that they could encourage their coworker, friend, or family member with? Something that, you know, simply talking to them. Are there things that you encourage them to kind of seek out for themselves?
Absolutely. And it definitely does start with meeting people where they are, because not everyone is going to take the approach that the next person may take. And depending on where they are in their life or their struggle, that's where I have to meet them. And it's something that I had to embrace myself, because I always mm-hmm. wanted to empower everyone. And, you know, we want to save the world. But
right,
you have to start
right.
where people are. And I do
right.
offer a free guide where people can just start where they are on their own and come to that realization of the next step for them and what that looks like for them. So they're actually creating a space for themselves and doing some work, and maybe they don't even know it. So it's kind of a way to empower without trying to,
right,
you know, convert someone or be pushy with them.
Exactly.
And people who are interested in that, they can email me at my email address, and I'm more than happy to share that guide with them at support@AliciaBuchanan.com. They can also stay connected with me on social media at #1, Alicia Buchanan. And I'm always honored to be able to empower other people to address issues, whether they know they have them or not.
Well, of course, and one of the things that I was wanting to guide in talking about is because I really honor your addressing forgiving yourself, because in a lot of where you are taking the empowerment and inspiration with others, in what I'm seeing, what you put online and what you put out there and what you're helping others with, you're really addressing the wounded soul within. And what I really love about your work is how you are addressing forgiving yourself, and how the forgiveness is coming from within to move through an empowering piece to become that next piece. And that's, you know, you're in the book, From Exile to Embrace, 7 Secrets to Lead a Happier Life Through Love and Forgiveness, you really look into how to self-love as well, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the piece about forgiving yourself is critical.
Right. Right. And that seems to be like the part where people get stuck, is where they have a lot of shame and they hold on to that in the forgiveness piece for themselves.
Yes. Absolutely. That was a big part of my story, was the shame.
Right.
The shame from the outside world, but mostly, like you said, the wounded soul of shaming myself and living in my shame closet because of my mental health challenges and things that happened in my past. And it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of hard work to move past that and get to the realization that, you know, we're not getting any younger.
Right.
And if we don't wake up from it, we're going to miss out.
Right. And you also, you know, you've gained so much strength through these experiences. So what hasn't taken you down has actually built you up. And here you are, have taken these experiences, have moved through so many obstacles and created this platform to help others with their own mental health and emotional well-being. And I think that this is such an incredibly wonderful, beautiful platform. I applaud you so much for taking the stigma and working so diligently in trying to remove the stigma associated with mental health, because I think maybe if we can even look at the word mental health and call it something else, like, you know, creative thinking health or something.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
Like there's so much.
People don't want to hear that word.
No. And as soon as you say it, they shut down. So
they
I think, you know, if we can, you know, we can get people to, like, accept that everybody has their stuff and we're all in this together. We're all working on something. And, you know, it doesn't make anyone less, better, worse, stronger. It's just life. And we all just are in this helping one another. But, Alicia, you've just been such a light. I want to direct everybody to your website, AliciaBuchanan.com. You can find Alicia also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And, Alicia, is there anything you'd like to talk about before we say goodbye? Because I just think you are such an incredibly empowering soul, and I hope everybody seeks you out to just try and get some grounding when they're not feeling so grounded.
Absolutely. I just want to offer a word of of encouragement for people who are listening to seek the essence of life. That's what I would say, is seek the essence of life for yourself. And whatever that looks like that you're going through, just seek the essence of life. And when I say the essence of life, I am talking about healing and your inner fire, because
right.
if you allow your fire to burn out, you know, how are you going to be a good parent if you're a parent, a good family member, a good business person if you're a business person or employer? How are you going to empower other people? So just seek that and just keep going yeah. in life and don't give up. Don't be discouraged.
That's right. And that there's people out there that have walked in your shoes or understand the walk that you're walking in and are there to help, like Alicia Buchanan. And as in regard to your forgiveness journal, the Embrace Your Truth, Become a Self-Aware Leader that you created for mental health recovery, you can contact Alicia either right through your website or through your email. Is that right, Alicia?
That is correct. Support at AliciaBuchanan.com. Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Alicia. I have loved having you on, and I look forward to your posts on Instagram. You are just such an inspiration and a light. And audience, if you know somebody who's struggling with mental health, reach out. Help them find somebody who they can talk to, because the world is becoming a little bit of a change, and we all need a little bit of a hand sometimes. So, Alicia, God bless you, and thank you for coming on Unlimited Realities.
You're welcome, and thank you as well. It's been an awesome experience.
My pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, audience, we're going to move on to the second guest today, and the second guest, we are talking with Valise Ammons-Williams. She's an author, an artist, and a philanthropist. Her children's book, titled Candy Colored Friends, is about an African-American boy who shows the reader the depth beyond skin color and the person to the soul underneath. And Valise also has a business as an artist, creating one-of-a-kind polymer clay figurines. Ooh, mouthful. As a philanthropist, she also devotes herself to the Frisco Education Foundation. So let us welcome now Valise Ammons-Williams. Valise, thank you so much for coming on Unlimited Realities today.
Good morning, Lisa. I'm glad you're having me on the show. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. You are such a creative, my goodness. Let's talk about how you started your clay figurine business and how that became such an incredible inspiration for so many people.
Okay, believe it or not, it all started with my then 9-year-old daughter. Her name is Jillian. And so it was a summer pastime for her. Well, actually, it was kind of like a hobby. And she started creating these Palmer clay figurines, very miniature-like little pieces, and kind of shared them with the family, friends, neighbors, that sort of thing. It kind of caught on, and once school started, word began to spread, and many of the kids started placing orders for them, and then, you know, it went on to some of the teachers and faculty. And so Jillian enjoyed doing this, but she had gotten a bit overwhelmed with, you know, trying to fulfill the orders. So I reluctantly, after many invitations to learn from her, I'm like, oh, I just don't want to do this. But I saw that she was beginning to get overwhelmed. So I tried my hand at, you know, forming the figurines. And surprisingly, I loved it. And so I'm so grateful to her for teaching me this art form. And so we started doing it together. That was just something that, you know, we had our time together. And I just loved it. I still love it. And she's become a teenager. That started when she was nine years old. She's now 15. She's kind of put things by the wayside. I think technology has taken over, and I am absolutely loving it. So I'm grateful to her teaching me that passion. Yeah.
That's incredible. And I have seen some of the dolls that you've made. You've made like celebrity dolls, haven't you? Like you did Gail King, and that was just absolutely incredible. That was an incredible doll. Let's talk about some of the ones you've done, because you've done some incredible. Did you do one for Oprah yet?
I did. I did one for Oprah, and it was actually years ago. It was when she opened the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy in South Africa, I believe it was.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And so I made one of her, and it was probably five of the students. And, you know, of course, they have no faces, so I just selected five students, gave them different hairstyles. And that's on my blog
How
site.
Cute.
And
that's awesome.
So one notable one that both Jillian and I did together, there was an instance with filmmaker George Lucas, and at the time it was his fiance, Melody Hobson. And Melody, although I've never met her, she was acquainted with a niece of mine who worked in her office building in the city of Chicago. And Melody became my niece's mentor. And so I'd spoken with my niece about, you know, some of the conversations, and I kind of suggested that she, you know, just as a token of appreciation, to allow my daughter and I to create something for, you know, just to say thank you. So she left it to our imagination to come up with something. So it was during the time where her fiance, George Lucas at the time, he had a movie that came out titled Red Tails, I believe it is. And so Red Tails, it was about the Tuskegee Airmen, if anyone's familiar with that. So we just kind of play on that movie. We created five Tuskegee Airmen, and we presented those to, you know, just as a gift to Melody for helping, you know, my niece out with the mentorship. And she absolutely loved them. And so then we got another request from her, from Melody, saying, oh, I want a set for George now. So we ended up creating that additional set for him. And so it kept coming. And, you know, the orders kept coming in. And so I think one notable one is when they decided that they were going to get married after, I guess, many years of dating. And so we were commissioned to do a cake topper for the wedding.
Oh,
and so we
cool.
submitted like four different prototypes. They obviously selected one. And so I can just say that was a great moment in our business. You know, I'm like, okay, this is truly a business.
No kidding.
And so he has definitely
that
been
is,
our greatest
that's
supporter.
Really,
yeah.
Great. Oh, that's a great story. That is a wonderful story. They are absolutely incredible. Now, what is the website that our listeners can find? Because it's incredible how you have personality that comes across these dolls. Because like you said, they're faceless. So it's like you can put your own identity energy into this doll. And at the same point, there's this personality energy that comes from it. It's really incredible. It really is, Elise. So let's tell the audience how they can find you. What's your website for the dolls?
Okay, I have to admit that I am not very tech savvy. I'm more of a creative, on the creative
my
side.
Sister,
but
I hear you.
Yeah. I do have a blog site, and, you know, it's kind of amateurish, but, you know, it is one that you can go and see some of our work, and that is www.jillywillies.com. That's jillywillies.com. And I might say that Jilly Willies is a nickname that my husband gave my daughter, Jillian. It was just a nickname that stuck with her. And so we trademarked that name, and that's what we now call those figurines. We call them Jilly Willies. So.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, I'm not done with you yet, because I want to talk about your book. And your book is titled Candy Colored Friends, which is about an African-American boy who entreats the reader to look beyond skin color to the person underneath, realizing that we're all quite the same, much like candy colored candy shells that hide the same chocolate middle. Now, I love, love, love this idea of a book. And how did this come about? Tell me what inspired you to write this book. Because this is an inspiration,
okay,
isn't it?
Yeah. It all came to fruition when I have twin boys. They were 5 at the time, kindergartners. They're now 16. they had gone to school on this particular day. It was actually Martin Luther King's birthday. And they had discussions about the civil rights movement. And, you know, they were just curious about some of the things that they learned, like how African Americans were forced to drink from color-only
right.
water fountains, and how they, you know, were forced to sit at the back of the bus, things like that. And so
right.
they
sure.
were curious about those things, and, you know, they wanted to know more. So I felt compelled as a parent to not only teach them, but to educate all children about, you know, diversity and inclusion and tolerance and that sort of thing. And so that's how that book came to be.
God bless you. That's incredible. What a gift. It's, you know, that's really taking it to the next level, Valise. I mean, that's an incredible devotion. Now, in addition to your very busy life, you also are involved in the Frisco Education Foundation, a nonprofit arm for the Frisco Independent School District. And I want to address that as well, because you are just quite, and you have 3 children and a husband on top of it.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I just want to say that I gave up a corporate career to raise my 3 children. I have 3 children that are very close in age, the twins, and then 23 months later, there's my daughter. And someone recently told me that that's called Irish twins. So I felt like I had, that's a term called Irish twins. I had never heard that, but felt like I had triplets at the time. And so I gave up my corporate career to, you know, be a stay-at-home mom. And so I had to put some of that energy towards something. You know, I love the
right.
idea of being at home raising them, but then I, you know, I had to do something else. So,
smart woman.
I got involved with, you know, many of the philanthropic organizations. Well, not many, 3 in particular, but one that I'm definitely involved with on a, you know, more on a full-time basis. It's called the Frisco Education Foundation. And as you mentioned in your opening, it is a nonprofit arm to the Frisco Independent School District, of which all 3 of my children are students there. And I serve on the board of directors there. And so what we do on the board, we provide scholarships to graduating seniors every year. And it's well over $500,000 that we give
wow.
to these graduating seniors. We also,
nice.
You know, raise money to give grants to teachers for great ideas. And so, for instance, if there's a teacher who might have an idea where the district might not have the money to fund those ideas, we as a, you know, a nonprofit arm, we provide that money through grants to those teachers to, you know, put those ideas in the classrooms in front of students. And so that's what we
wonderful.
Do.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. And our teachers need so much support these days, as well as our kids do. I mean, I just, you're an inspiration, Valise. I am marveling every time I do the show with you, O Magazine Insiders. It's just, I just love all of you. You're welcome. This is just an incredible, incredible devotion that you create. And I really want to thank you for being on the show today. And I want to also make sure that we guide our audience to your website. So, again, let's give the audience your website on where they can find you and how they can find also Candy Colored Friends, your book.
Okay, once again, my blog site, which is in WordPress, it is www.jillywillies.com. That's JILLYWILLYS.com. I also have a Facebook page. It is Jilly V LLC. And, of course, I'm on Instagram at O Jilly V. That's OHJILLV, V as in Victor, EE. O-H-J-I-L-L-Y-V-E-E. I'm sorry, yeah.
That's all right. And you can also find her if you type in her name, Belise Ammons Williams. And Belise, thank you so much for being on Unlimited Realities today. You are such a light and such a gift for everyone you touch, and I just really love your work. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And God bless you and everything you do.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Lisa. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Belise. Have a great day.
Okay.
And
you too,
audience,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Belise.
Goodbye.
And we are now going to speak with Maya Henry, our third guest today on Unlimited Realities. And Maya Henry is a health coach. You can reach her at MayaHenry.com, MayaHenry.com. Also, Meals with Maya, she and Healthy Moms First. Maya is a midwife, dietitian, and also herbalist, but she is definitely covers so many areas. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Maya Henry. Hello, Maya. Thank you for being on Unlimited Realities today.
Hi, Lisa. It's such a pleasure. And I just wanted to say it's such a pleasure to follow both of these amazing women. So thanks for having me.
Oh, it's just my pleasure to have all of you guys. You guys are just so inspiring. Now, the first time I ever heard, actually, I had heard of oil essences for many times, but one time that it really impressed upon me was I was actually having a conversation with Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he was so impressed by oils that he wanted to make sure I was going to go out and get this oil essence, which I have to admit I needed to go do. But talk to me. I am so impressed by the facts of what you cover in your work. You cover so many areas with oil essences, health coaching, midwifery, dietitian, healthy meals. I mean, you are like a one-stop shop to really get straight in your food, in your holistic measures, in your body. I'm looking at everything you create, and it's like, wow, she really hits it all. So let's talk first about how oil essences, you were drawn to oil essences, and what your experience with them have been. Let's start there.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, the reason I touch on all these things is because they're all so deeply interlinked, and they have so much to do, too, with our, you know, physical and mental health, as we've been talking about on the show. But my own personal experience with essential oils and really just herbal remedies and an interest in natural therapies began really when I was a young teenager, and it was something I got interested in on my own. And I think that's always a sign that, you know, we have a passion for something. So I was learning about all these things and early on in high school, and then I would check these books out of the library and go sit in the park and read them and take notes. And then for many years, I fell away from that, and I got interested in other things. And then later in life, as I, you know, became more of an entrepreneur and also a mother and started my own business, I began to really revisit these oils, which are part of this really strong foundation of health that, you know, between healthy eating and moving our bodies and mindset support and gut health, that's what's giving us the potential to then do all of these other amazing things, like the, you know, accomplishments
right.
that with the women you've already, you know, spoken with today.
Right, right. Now, in talking about women specifically, because women's health is often one of those mysterious aspects sometimes, as we are going through from puberty to childbirth to menopause and beyond, we have so many hormonal changes that a woman's body goes through in its lifetime. And I really am interested in knowing what areas, because you talk about, like, you use oil essences for women's health, you use them for weight loss, for detox, for hormones,
mm-hmm.
for emotions and depression. I mean, the medicinal uses for these oil essences sounds absolutely phenomenal. So I am very interested, and I will be visiting your website after the show, because I will be looking at what I need and what I need to order. But let's talk about what oil essences do you find are very beneficial for women and anxieties or stress.
Sure. So before we go a little bit more in depth there, I think, you know, one of the important things just to understand about the oils is, you know, there are these aromatic essences, and they're about 50 to 70 times more potent than herbs that we might use, as if we're making an herbal tea would be an example. So we use them very sparingly, and they can be applied topically in like a carrier oil, like a coconut oil or an almond oil, aromatically, so diffused into the air, and then internally. And it's very important to use a high grade oil in that case if you do decide to take them internally. And there can be you know, different benefits in both ways. And then, you know, one of these things with women's health specifically is that we're taught that, you know, our bodies change and our hormones change, but that we have to use maybe medication to address those changes. And in some cases, that's certainly necessary. But in a lot of cases, we're not trying to change our diets first or to work on things like mindset or even, you know, endocrine disruptors in our homes, you know, making them chemical-free and getting rid of some of the toxins. And so if we can start by trying those things to start to address some of the stress and anxiety that we might feel for a variety of reasons, that can be really helpful. And so our health is really a pillar of these things, the food that we ingest, the chemicals that we use in our homes, and then the mindset work that we're doing and that kind of emotional wellness that Alicia spoke about. And then what the essential oils do is support us in all of these aspects. So they're this kind of great tool we can go to and bring in. So with stress and anxiety, you know, things that are really calming, lavender is probably one you've heard of, you know, either just, you know, we have lavender sachets. It's a beautiful scent, but a lot of people find that very, very calming. Another one for menopausal women is peppermint, which can help soothe hot flashes. And clary sage, a sage, people also find very soothing. So those would be some of the go-tos for women's health I would start off with.
Okay. Now, in regards to detoxing, because you do talk about detoxing the home from chemicals, detoxing is important because a lot of times we don't really realize what we are absorbing, both from the things we put on our body, the things we eat, the things we clean with. And so that can be a really incredibly overwhelming realization for somebody who hasn't been really mindful or aware of, like, natural ingredients. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, wow, I have to go through my cabinets and get rid of everything that's toxic. Well, guess what? It's absolutely everything you own. So let's go into how we can create some, like, a natural, maybe like a natural overall cleanser or cleaner that could help clean rather than a toxic cleanser in the home, and get, like, give the listeners just a basic, you know, thing to start with in regard to learning how to integrate. Okay.
Yeah, no, and that's such a great point. Yeah, it's such a great point that you bring up, and I think a lot of times that overwhelm and that idea that we have to be perfect about something then makes us not take any action at all, right? And so then we're just still stuck in the same place. And, you know, these things are absolutely incremental. I'm reading a great book right now called The Slight Edge. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's basically that, you know, health, success in our health and success in our careers, it's all made up of these little choices that we make every day. So it might just be taking your window cleaner and substituting a white vinegar and water in a spray bottle and using that to clean your glass as a glass cleaner. That's a great place to start. It's actually something you probably have in your pantry or kitchen already. Using lemon juice to clean cutting boards and baking soda to get rid of odors. And then what I personally really like about essential oils is when you start to maybe make your own, some of your own cleaning products. Obviously, it's not realistic for some of us to make all of them, and that's where the overwhelm kicks in. But even buying some of the high-quality unscented products that are on the market and adding a little bit of essential oil, so you're making making it smell in a way that feels like lovely to you, and you're creating this whole experience and space in your home, is also, I mean, that's a whole other way of looking at cleaning, right? That you're creating this closer. So I tend to really like very natural smells. I love the smell of eucalyptus, of rosemary. So
beautiful,
I think
clean
the first step
smelling.
Is figuring out, yeah, beautiful, clean scents, the peppermint, the lemon. I'm a huge citrus fan. That's probably, you know, give me anything with citrus, whether it's a dessert or
I'm the same way.
A new cleaning product, and I'll just run around with it for days. So, start with one thing, and then when that feels effortless, then move on to the next thing.
Okay, so now you know, I love that you really are so holistic in regard to every aspect of the areas that you touch. You touch from children, healthy eating, healing with medicinal oils, and also the cooking meals. I mean, it's like you cover so many different areas. So I really appreciate that you're looking at what we eat, too, and what we're putting in our body, because, you know, with all of these things, and like you said, when we have to start eliminating and we feel overwhelmed with having to eliminate everything at once, we become stuck. And so oftentimes we don't do anything. We become kind of immobilized. So little baby steps. And as you start to open up these little baby steps, like taking these little precautions and eliminating these cleaners or, you know, taking oils or even eating better, you start to open up yourself to feeling better and realizing that what you're putting in is actually either taking away or giving back. So let's talk a little bit about your healthy meals and your meal plans. You have a website, Meals with Maya. Let's talk about that. And also, did that come from Healthy Moms first, or was Healthy Moms and Meals with Maya kind of birthed at the same time? Because I know momhood is very important with you, and I love that. How many children do you have, Maya?
I have two sons, a 5.5-year-old and a 20-month-old.
Oh, wow. How fun. I remember those ages well. Now, were you inspired by being a mom, or was this always on the path as who you were before momhood? HealthyMomsFirst.com.
Sure. So,
let's talk about that.
Yeah. So HealthyMomsFirst.com is my sort of 8-week program to, you know, gain your energy back and your sort of zest as a mother, right? Because you're
great.
In the slog and you're on the hamster wheel, and the idea is just like, let's break out of that and try some new things and then get some support system so you can be more patient and, you know, show up as the mom you want to be. But also knowing that by taking care of yourself first, everyone else in your family benefits. And
great.
So I don't want to get too much off track with your question, but so women's health and then just having an interest in cooking and food is something that I've basically had forever. You know, my mom and my grandma cooking and having even baking bread in high school. And, you know, I grew up in California and we were all had a little bit of a hippie bent, and you know, that's the kind of stuff we did. So it's always been with me. And when I wanted to find something that would support my vision of being a mom, it was, you know, launching this business to support other moms, but also giving me the flexibility to show up as the mom that I wanted to be. So the meal planning piece is just hugely important because, you know, in my trainings and in the work that I do, it really does start with diet and what you're eating. And this it's not going on a diet. It's just being really mindful about what you're putting in your body. And of course, as much as you can be conscious about any decision that you're making and intentional with your time, that's always a huge mind shift for people. But the food piece is really first, because that's what gives you energy and that's what helps with your digestion. And you know,
right.
our gut health is now linked to depression and all of these
right.
things. And we can make these changes, but it takes some research and it takes some help, and it might take, you know, the help of a health coach, and a lot more insurance companies are offering those kinds of services now as we see how transformative they are. So it starts there, but it's
good.
So overwhelming for people. If you're a busy, especially if you're a busy mom, like,
right.
You know, you don't want to order pizza again, but you don't really have like a game plan that you can just pull out. And some people do, and
right.
some people are great at that. And they, you know, and like, that's awesome. But a lot of people really need something. And for me, it was really my own experience of just not being able to find anything that I wasn't customizing myself. So there's so many great resources online, depending on what, you know, maybe you're a vegetarian or you're doing paleo or you just want,
right.
You know, more kid-friendly foods, whatever that is, whatever choices you're making that make you feel good in the way you want to feed your family. But it's hard to customize them for, you know, fitting in soccer practice. And so I really tried to develop a custom solution. And then Healthy Moms First grew out of the fact that I was providing a lot of my clients with these amazing custom plans, but they would get them and they'd get the instructions and they'd sort of like deer in headlights, right? They go, like, how do I,
start the stove?
Yeah. Well, there's the cooking piece and then just finding the time and, oh, but now I have to organize my grocery shopping and when am I going to, and so it's sort of like, there are just the other pieces of like creating more space in our lives and time to,
right.
You know, sort of be thoughtful. And when we do that, then, you know, we can find that maybe, you know, I have a client who, she said, I know this should have been obvious, but I was pre-prepping, you know, my kids' lunches and I never prepped my own lunches, barely. Like, she's like, and now I can prep, you know, 3 days worth of lunches. And she's like, and actually she's someone who likes to cook. And so for her, this is meditative and she puts on a podcast and she's like, this is self-care for me. And I just completely changed how I look at it. Right. And so it's those
right.
kinds of realizations that then make
it.
The healthy eating piece effortless.
Right, right. And because it is an instant world. You know, we're so used to instantaneously calling up, getting, you know, instant food here or instant this, that. And especially with the younger, you know, millennial generation who's coming up into the world with babies, they – you know, I'm seeing a lot of desire and seeking out for assistance in guidance on how to eat healthy, because it is time consuming and it is one of those things where time is of the essence for today. I love that you create these little ideas and these easy preps and these easy things that make people excited about the food that they're going to eat and that they're eating healthier, because it does. It starts with you. And I have to say, you are the epitome of health. Your picture is like you are one glowing beauty. And you have, there's not, your eyes are sparkling. Your skin is like glowing. I mean, you are the epitome of what you preach. So I have to attest to that, audience. She walks her talk here. You know that she's eating very, very well and healthy. She's a healthy
eater. But I'm
also
having fun. Yeah, and, you know, and indulging when I
good.
Want you to. So, yeah, exactly.
Well, good. Let's talk a little bit about the fun. Like, because I'm not a big, you know, I'm not big into depriving myself. And when I have to deprive myself of something, I mindset myself. So let's talk a little bit about what can you include that's fun in regard to healthy eating. Like, let's talk about sugar or chocolate instead of sugar or chocolate. Could we go to something else, or are there alternatives that would maybe cure that sweet craving that we get?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, the obvious one is sort of dark chocolate, which is, you know, has a ton of magnesium, which actually, you know, helps with our mental health and improves our mental outlook and happiness. And actually for your listeners, if they go to MayaHenry.com/unlimited, They can download a free happiness meal plan. So I just wanted to make sure that
some dark chocolate. That is so generous of you.
Yeah.
You're talking my language, Maya.
Yes, the dark chocolate. There's a lot of raw chocolate that even has some herbs and essential oils in it. There are a lot of great options for making your own, you know, with nuts. What I like to do with my son is we make something that usually on the internet, when you find recipes, they're called like energy balls. It's usually dates and maybe some oats and peanut butter might be one. And then like a little bit of dark chocolate. So you've got that kind of Reese's Pieces craving.
Oh, wow.
Reese's peanut butter cup, like chocolate and peanut butter, but sugar.
Nice.
Sugar, you know, only from the dates that are incorporated. And dates are such a great addition because they're super sweet and they also are a binder. So we started making these together and he started calling them rolly cookies because we roll them into little balls. And so now that's a treat for him. And he can have cupcakes at birthday parties and I kind of want to let him learn. You know, he's been asking more about that recently, my older son. And so we've been talking about it and he said, well, maybe I can have carrot cake for my birthday because there's vegetables in it. And I was like, well,
depends on the cake.
But there's a lot of good options where you're, you know, avoiding the sugar, the processed sugar. There are some things to be careful with, you know, that you have to know your own body and kind of what spikes your blood sugar, like agave, you know, was kind of a hot sweetener for a while. And then, you know, people were saying, well, look, this is just really, it's doing the same thing to your body as eating refined sugar. I think, for, you know, a little bit of what's great is with some of the things like agave and maple syrup is that you just have to use not very much because they are so sweet. And so you can cut way down, which is a great tip, right? So
good.
You might be able to use, I don't have the substitutions right in my head, but let's say you add a tablespoonful of maple syrup to something where maybe you would have added like a half cup of white sugar or, you know, something like that. And with baking, you have to, you know, kind of make it work from a chemistry perspective a little bit differently. But the other thing I wanted to bring up when we're talking about treating yourself and something I work with my Healthy Moms First clients on is we do a lot of mindless eating and we eat a lot of things that aren't good for us that we don't even really like. And I always use the example of those kind of like supermarket birthday sheet cakes that show up at parties and I get a piece and I take a couple bites and I'm like, oh, this
so
is,
fake.
You know, it's not, I mean, give me ice cream and I'll practically eat any ice cream. I know that about myself, but I get a couple bites into this sheet cake and I'm like,
yeah,
I'm not really liking
the same
this,
way.
But I still finish it. And it's kind of like, I'm not, and a lot of times I wasn't being thoughtful about that. And so, you know, I had one client who said, I love cheesecake. And so we talked about like, can she have, and it's not about can she have even, it's just that, yes, treat herself to one beautiful, delicious, gorgeous piece of New York cheesecake and like savor it on a beautiful plate. And, you know, that is the kind of like treat that you want to enjoy instead of just like, five choices, you know, make one really good choice that's going to indulge and make you feel happy and kind of get to that, satiate that hunger for it, as opposed to like five bad choices that aren't really going to kind of scratch that itch. I mean, and you have
so
to know
true.
Yourself too. And yeah, it's so true.
Mm-hmm. It is so true. And it's also being mindful when you eat, because it's like you said, put it on a beautiful plate, sit down, light a candle, take time, breathe deeply, because it's like, you know, we're always in such a hurry. It's like half of the people I know are en route with something in their hand. And I say that in talking about my own household. So it's like they're grabbing something and getting in the car. And it's like, okay, you know, there's something to that, because if you're not really relaxed when you're eating, you're not digesting well, and there's not a whole lot of, you know, so there's a whole lot of stress that's created there. And I love how you really just, you're such a mindful person. I really love that about you, Maya, because you can tell by everything that you're so focused upon, everything is very methodical. You've got it very organized. Everything is by, you know, this is step one and this is step two, and you're very patient in it all. So I love that. I love that you can also incorporate dark chocolate. So audience, make sure you go to MayaHenry.com/unlimited for a free meal plan. And that is courtesy of Maya Henry. So see her. She's incredible with her oil essences, her health coach, and dietitian. I applaud you, Maya. Thank you so much for coming on Unlimited Realities. Anything you would like to talk to the audience before we go? I want to, again, make sure I address all your websites. I don't mean to cut you off, but we have MayaHenry.com, MealsWithMaya.com, and HealthyMomsFirst.com. And Maya, any last insight or burst of information you'd like to give the audience?
You know, I was thinking earlier in the show, just I love to think about those connections that we create. And, you know, Alicia was talking about, you know, having to do some hard work in emotional wellness. And you so graciously, you know, mentioned my mindset, and that's something that I have cultivated and put a lot of work into. So,
yes,
it's not always easy, but it's so, so worth it, right?
Right.
And it's absolutely, that's all falls under that emotional wellness umbrella. And when we teach about, we teach to women in labor, when we talk to women in labor, we say, well, you're going into labor, you know, we're doing birth education, we say, pain is inevitable, right? So you'll feel some
right.
amount of pain or some amount of discomfort, but suffering is optional. And
right. Amen.
And it reminds me of this great quote, we either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same. And it's Carlos Castaneda who said that. And
love that.
So that's the mindset piece, right? And it all ties
that's
together
right.
with everything that we've talked to today. So I just kind of wanted
right.
to weave that in.
I love how you wove that in, Maya. You're a master. Thank you so much. I think that this has been a really great, you know, everybody here today, especially as well as in the group, it's a very mindfulness group, especially today. And we started off with Alicia in addressing, you know, the stigma with mental health. And then we went into this creative light with Valise, who's just this burst of creativity. And then you with this incredible information on how to keep ourselves so holistically in gear. And I just love the essences of all of you women. You're just really incredible powerhouses doing your bit in shining light, making this world a better place one day at a time. And I just think that that's such an incredible gift you all have. And I agree. I think it all starts with how we want to look at what's important to us, Maya. Like you said, it's where we start in our emotional well-being. And audience, thank you so much. Maya, thank you so much for coming on Unlimited Realities. This has been a really, really wonderful talk with all of you, and I've learned a lot. So thank you again, and we will talk next week. Maya, I look forward to connecting with you through the O Magazine Insiders, and I look forward to knowing more and more about your work. I'm going to seek you out very soon here.
Sounds great.
Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. Till next time, we'll talk next Thursday. Bye-bye.